Hello, welcome everyone to a Furry Raiders podcast. Today we're going to be talking about what is dividing the furry fandom. And here we have some of our Furry Raider members and myself, Foxler. So, I'd like to ask the first question to our fellow Raiders here. What is the... which most furries should ask themselves this question as well. What is out there, is if it's Trump, alt-right, or any other non-furry group out there, are they actually doing anything to prevent us from being furries? What's your take on that?
Personally, no. I mean, they might influence certain people as they're there's a player behind the persona, but I don't think that technically outside groups should really affect what your persona thinks or does.
Yeah, like, in my opinion, most people use their personas, like, to identify themselves, but I don't feel like a group outside should affect the fandom as a whole. Like, I don't think there's any, like, outside group trying to attack the fandom directly. I don't know if I'm explaining myself correctly.
Makes sense.
I personally don't think that there is outside groups affected the fandom itself, but I think it's to do with, like, you know, the fact that a lot of furries in the fandom do belong to these groups, and they're trying to push their, like, you know, political agenda into the fandom.
They're affecting, like, the people, not the fandom itself.
Yes. Yeah, which, granted, the people do make up the fandom, but I think that's kind of something that we've gotten into, is the people make up the fandom, not your sona.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's the issue. I think, honestly, we've pretty much, like, you know, lost the whole reason why the fandom exists to begin with, which is to get away from, like you know issues within affecting your real life.
And I agree with that. You know, I don't see any non furry related community outside the fandom really affecting us from being furry in any form or way. I don't feel like there's any specific group that's saying, no, you can't be a furry, or, you know, they're trying to dictate in a way how our community operates. And so, I mean, it seems like we're all in agreement that there's really no really outside influence that's dictating if we can or cannot be furry. If I'm understanding that correctly.
Yeah, I think that's the gist of it. I mean, there's nothing that's preventing us from really doing what we want. It's just people have these ideological presets that they want to bring into the fandom, even though they're not bringing in as their character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which would bring me to my second question that, you know, once you find the answer for the first one, the second one is far more important, I believe. And that is what the furries are doing to each other in the community. Regardless if you dislike or don't agree with a specific furry, I believe that what we're doing to each other is far more a bigger issue than the external world around us.
Yeah, I mean, what's happened is, it seemed to me, personal opinion, I guess that's all we're doing is personal opinion, so I don't have to keep saying that, is what's happened is someone somewhere started a drama fire, and everyone wants to feed the drama fire while trying to put it out at the same time, so you're basically trying to put out a campfire with a piece of paper. It might work for a little while, but then you're just going to end up spreading it everywhere, and drama feeds drama. I mean, that's the only way I can think of it. More drama means more drama, fuels that drama, and you have a never-ending drama cycle.
Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like the drama in the fandom is already, it's really getting out of hand at this point with all doxing and the big blacklists and that sort of thing. Like, we're trying to alienate certain people and we're just like pushing even more people away by those behaviors. A lot of people now see the fandom is just a huge disaster right now, and they're like, what the hell's going on? It's just honestly just ridiculous at this point. I don't know how else to explain it.
Alright. Well, Space Raider has to pop out for a little moment. But I also feel that furries seem to displace themselves away from the purpose of that the furry community is about, us being anthropomorphic fantasy animals. And, you know, regardless of a person's, you know, viewpoints, ideologies, political stance, even if it's their kinks and fetishes that are different, we still have a common ground. And the common ground is that we are all furries, and we all inspire around the arts. We all aspire around the, you know, fursuits, conventions, interactions, and we seem to be so wrapped up in the other things outside the fandom. So, I mean, for me,
I think what it really is that people bring their outside desires or their wants or whatever you want to call it into the fandom because they don't feel that they can share them with other people around them for whatever reason, so they want to share them with these people who have a common ground with them, which ends up being more of a self-policing state, and everyone who wants to be self-police basically is anyone who has a different political view than that person, and they just start fighting, which causes infighting, causes drama, causes all sorts of things.
What about you, Bachi? What do you got?
I mean, it's true though. Like, I feel like people are forgetting the reason why the fandom is a thing in the first place. Fandom, at first, it was a place where people would escape from the real problems. They'd use their personas as an alter ego. But now, I feel like people, like my fellow writer said, we're bringing in like leaps from the real world into the fandom. That's just causing division because we're forgetting about our common ground, which is fandom. We're just fighting over other issues that shouldn't have to do with the fandom in the first place.
Yeah, I think the lines between what belongs in the fandom and what belongs in your personal life outside of the fandom have kind of bled together and are practically non-existent anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I'm starting to see that quite a bit lately. I mean, it's always kind of been there in some small degree, you know, when something new comes around in the fandom that people don't seem to, you know, latch on to right away. Like when mersuiting became a thing almost a decade ago, people had very different viewpoints about it and treated people in that position quite differently. Now, granted, that was very furry specific, but now it seems like we're not focusing on anything that's furry specific. I see a lot of furries that on like Twitter, Facebook, that just post nothing but political information, and I just like skip right over it because there's nothing in value to me because it's not my interest. My interest has always been, you know, furry. So, and I think most people share that similar view. I mean, you guys always, you know, share the same view, it seems like, in the chats, and we talk about the stuff that goes on. And there's always conversations about everything about furry related things.
Well, I mean, that's really what the fandom's about. You talk about furry things. You don't talk about your human things. You don't talk about, you know, unless it's something that's, like, major, that, like, oh, you, you're going to the hospital or something. I mean, you might want to let people know about something like that. But I mean, oh, I got offended by this person. No, that doesn't have anything to belong. I mean, if they said, you know, legitimately bad things about you and legitimately offended you, not just kind of hurt your feelings kind of thing, go ahead and say something. But I mean, if it was something that is like a political view that you don't agree with, I don't think you need to share that with the world, because then that just seems like more drama to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my opinion, like, shouldn't even say my opinion, but it's just the fact that people are not, I've seen people already living the fandom because of the current climate, I'd say. Because, yeah, people are forgetting about the roots of the fandom. We don't talk about furry things anymore. You look at the furry side of Twitter, and the only thing you'll see people talking about is politics. It's not even... I miss the days when I'd go into my furry Twitter, and the things that see were fursuits, people talking about cons, and that sort of stuff. Now, if people ever talk about cons, they're talking about, like, them wanting to ban certain people from certain con, you know, because of certain beliefs. It's just, it's not a fun anymore.
It's really not even beliefs. It's just, oh, this person told this person told that person told them that that was a bad person, so we should ban them, because everyone has their own clique, and they just kind of go and group all together, like, what was it? Movie Barnyard? Barnyard, right? Where they had, like, the cluster of sheep, I think, and yeah, that's just what everyone seems to do. They bunch into their own little clique, and they don't believe anything outside of that little clique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it seems like that way. I mean, we see it not just in a sense of stuff that surrounds the furry raiders, or myself, Fox, are in the community, but we see, like, conventions getting attacked for the themes that they have, which Fur Apocalypse had that issue with their asylum theme, getting attacked for just silly nonsense, where, you know, the idea of asylums were, you know, part of what Halloween and horror is about, you know. So those are some of the key aspects of the media and literature that happens in during Halloween. So it seems like everyone has to say something that is not even, like, even close to being in relations to the fandom, which is really interesting.
Yeah, because people are welcome to feel however they want about the con theme. Like, they're not being forced to go to the con or to enjoy it. Like, if you don't like the theme, you simply don't go. But instead, you will
start
harassing.
They
want to
start a flame war.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're harassing the organizers, and it's just a huge mess.
That's the thing that really confused me. It's like, I thought that was a genius idea. I mean, I'd love to go to a con that was asylum themed. I mean, it'd be fun. But I mean, some people, and I understand that, you know, the large, probably actually a good percentage of furries to some degree have some sort of either mental problem or social problem, or, but, you know, that's something that you kind of accept as your own. That's how I think of it. You accept that as your own. That's your own thing to take care of.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Shame, to be honest.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I've been trying to find a way to enjoy myself in this community as many ways as possible, and there's always seems to be more and more limitations being put down for reasons that don't seem to be valid in any form or way.
At least they're not valid in the fandom's perspective, like, you know, like, it's just hard to explain.
Yeah, it is. So, I mean, it seems like the clear issue is that the fandom has lost its focus to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the furry raiders have try to focus on the issue at hand, where people can't agree, and when people don't agree, they will find ways to cast each other out. And that was our stepping stone as a group, was, okay, well, we won't cast people out just because they think differently. And, you know, we will try to welcome everybody as much as possible for all their different views. Which we find is a huge challenge. I mean, as Bocce, you being an admin and dealing with the Telegram side of Furry Raiders, it's it can be stressful.
Could be stressful. Also have to deal with the Facebook group. Like, I'm in both. Take care about it.
Yeah, I'm in all of them. And look, we have a Space Raider back, don't we?
Yeah.
I was, you know, that was the cue to speak. Do I have to go get a treat for you? No.
What are you asking?
Oh, I mean, who knows? I mean, there could be so many things a treat could mean, you know? Could mean you are a good boy, or, you know, I want something from you. Well, welcome back, and we're trying to discuss now how the fandom is becoming. The reason of divide is the fact that we've lost focus in the fandom. We've lost focus on the interest of our own community. And
yes.
What do you think on that?
I think it has contributed to it. It's the fact that people are starting to focus on, like, their own personal identity as opposed to, like, you know, their furry identity.
Yeah,
that's the big issue which I have. Is that it shouldn't be about your personal identity. It shouldn't be about your gender, your race, or your sexual orientation. And that people are putting too much focus on that. Like, you know, we have Black Furry History Month, for example. We have, like, you know, Hispanic Artist Month or whatever.
Actually, I remember when that hashtag first came up, I was like, really? Are we serious here?
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
I mean, I personally, you know, I know some furries take it to different levels, their fursona, you know, how much it influences their daily life. Some, it influences, like, every aspect, like myself, and I know some it's just a hobby or interest to that they just share with other people. So, but how about you guys? I mean, how serious do you take your fursona?
I mean, I guess mine is, like, literally a parallel of myself. It's kind of like I've taken, like, a lot of what ifs kind of things and maybe made some different changes in what happens in my persona's life. If you take my quote unquote realistic, like, modern day furries existed kind of thing. I mean, for me, it's like a parallel of myself. I think of it as myself, but in a furry form. And, well, I mean, that's kind of how I think of it. I mean, it's a parallel, unless you want me doing, thinking of it as something way down the line, then I'm going to come up with another parallel line, so to speak.
Well,
I'm going to put my, I want to put my strong suits into it, but I mean, what I would want to be my strong suits.
Okay, so it's more of a reflection of the things that you desire in life, out of yourself, if I'm understanding correctly.
To some degree. I mean, it's kind of like what makes you kind of who you are, but you want to take the better parts of those and kind of siphon those out from maybe your worst parts and put the better parts into your sona.
How about you, Bocce?
well, as someone who's been in the fandom since I've been in the fandom since I was 12 years old. I pretty much grew up in here. And I feel like my persona, like, it's a form around the way I grew up. And now, Botch is a representation of how much I've grown. To be honest, like, I started off with a husky named Exile. That was my first persona. And after a few years, I finally realized that a coyote was a better species for me. That's how Bachi was born. I've been using Bachi as my persona for 4 years now. And I feel like, yeah, Bachi is pretty much the representation of how much I've grown up after all these years.
Well, that's great. I mean, I could understand from that viewpoint about starting in the fandom at a young age. I was about the exact same age as you when I started. And you build a character, in my case, that was about what I want to become in the future. What is my path that I want to take with it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of another reflection of, hey, I want to be like this person in the future. And what is it going to take? You know, how do I make Foxer become this? And then you work through it. So it gives you like almost like someone that you look up to, like a superhero figure. Even so, it's something that you create yourself. How about you, Space Raider?
Yeah, my son, like, you know, that don't, like, you know, flame me for this. Like, in actual fact, Orion started as a, like, you know, a pony OC called the Cal. And, like, because I lost interest in that fandom, I found this fandom. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm able to do, like, you know, more creative stuff in this fandom. As opposed to, like, you know, the last fandom I was part of. But, like, you know, Orion's based upon, like, you know, my hobbies and interests. Like, you know, my interest in, like, you know, science fiction, like, writing, and, like, my, like, interests in music and such. It's pretty much a personal reflection of, like, you know, the things I enjoy.
Absolutely. I think a lot of furries bring in the things that they're good at or enjoy as a part of their template of their persona. And that does bring in a big question. What, you know, if some of the things that they enjoy or like might be a bit, you know, controversial in the fandom. That, you know, that may be where we're starting to see maybe the divide is starting, is that maybe we just don't understand all key aspects of individuality from everybody that's here in the fandom. Because, you know, we can say that bringing in, you know, your outside life into this community is causing issues, but then the people that react to those issues, like how people react to furry raiders or myself or anybody that's not, you know, in agreeance or they dislike, they react in such a negative way that doesn't seem like they want to spend the time or effort to understanding what they're reacting to. So, you know, you start creating stigmas against people for really no good valid reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's something that when you put that tag on something, you know, the tag all-inclusive, you have to accept everyone. If you're going to keep that tag of being all-inclusive, you have to accept everyone. Except everyone in any state in their life, really. I mean, you could have legitimate people from one side of politics. You could have people from one another side of politics. And the thing that I think people have forgotten is the all-inclusiveness. That's what makes the fandom essentially what it is. It, has been. It's something that they accepted everyone. That may be a bad thing to really say you accept everyone, but in the case that I see it, I mean, it's... If you're going to accept everyone, you have to accept everyone no matter how they are.
I mean, well, then we come down to what do you tolerate and as an individual in the fandom? I mean, in a sense, what are the ethics of how you should treat others in the fandom? And, you know, that's been, seemed like, being pulled in multiple directions right now. I remember back in the day when you're commissioning art or something, you always get the respects of the characters you're using if they're another person's character. You know, it's like, hey, can I use your character in this commission? And, you know, if they say yes, no, you know, you go by their wishes. Obviously, if anybody has been following what happens in Furry Raiders, not so much the case with some of us. We are, you know, we're given zero respect just for the fact that, you know, we're like, in my case, Foxer is completely disliked, so everybody will use things against him and his character just because they feel like they can. And so, you know, what happens when people start doing that to you, you know? Like, when do they start taking your character and doing whatever they want with it? So I feel like those are some of the respects that we've lost, you know, how we treat each other as an ethical playground. And you don't have to technically be open arms to everybody, but you don't have to dehumanize them or treat them than a lower individual. You know, it's not hard to just sit there and ignore them or move on. What do you think, Bocci?
Yeah, just... I don't see why, like, you can hate someone, but why even spend your money just to show that you hate them? Like, doesn't make sense to me. Like, alright, you dislike this person, you dislike their points of view, that's fine. You have your right to feel however you want to feel about someone. Why go to the point of commissioning an artist to draw you punching that person? Like, why waste your money? Why waste the artist's effort and talents for something like that? Just, I'd honestly like to know, like, what kind of people think when they're getting the kind of art, like, yay, I'm gonna show off how much I hate this person. Like, there's no need to do that. And that's one of the reasons why the fandom has gotten so toxic nowadays, because if you dislike someone, you don't just keep it to yourself nowadays, you have to scream it. You have to tell literally everyone, like, hey, I hate this person, I hate this point of view. Like, not everyone cares. The only thing you're doing is ruining the fandom's environment.
What do you think, Raider?
Yeah, pretty much agreeing with Bocci on this issue. Yeah, the fandom has become a bit more toxic because, like, you know, people... And the thing which is getting on my nerves is the fact that everyone has to try and one-up each other in the fandom. I know competition is human nature, but trying to, like, you know, one-up each other via virtue signaling or, like, espousing that you hate this other person and you hate this person more than this other person and you hate that person because he doesn't hate this person enough. That's the thing which is getting on my nerves.
Yeah, I mean, does seem like there is some need to have an upper hand in this community. I don't know how to pinpoint it. Maybe some furries like to have that ego trip where they feel they're in control and they have a following. You know, I've run into a few furries that, you know, when they try to have an open mind, they try to interact with the Furry Raiders or myself, when they announced that they were doing that, they lost a few followers on Twitter or Facebook or whatever, or some of their friends supposedly had stronger opinions, and then they just freak out. Like, oh my god, my world is falling apart because they tried to do the right thing, and then they were treated like they got a blow from everybody else about, oh, you're wrong for doing that. You know, you're not supposed to treat that person like a decent human being. You know, you got to go smother them and smash them too, or we're going to do the same to you. And
yeah,
I don't think that's how anybody should act in general.
Yeah.
Because the...
It's due to the fact that kids now, from a young age, are taught to be collectivist.
Mm-hmm.
And you always have to do everything which benefits your group. Even though it may come at another group's expense. It's like basically like, you know, saying that my clique is better than your clique, pretty much. And like, you know, that's one thing I find is that there's different cliques in the fandom which are like, you know, are fighting each other. And because of like, you know, their like, you know, lack of interest in communicating with the other side, they're becoming more extreme.
Mm-hmm.
I think the mob mentality is really reigning the fandom, because nowadays you're forced to like, you're either on this side or you're on this side, and you just can't talk to people from the other side. That's just what's literally killing the fandom at this point. I mean, for starters, I don't even live in America, and I was still dragged into this whole mess about the alt-right and liberals, and I'm just here like, alrighty.
Yeah.
I was forced to choose a side on a matter that doesn't really affect me, but here I am.
The thing is, though, the mob mentality has pretty much existed for quite a while, actually. Like, before, it was based on, like, you know, what popular theory you stand behind. And, like, you know, it was basically, it all started with, like, you know, like, different fan groups of, like, you know, of, like, a particular, like, you know, suitor or popular and things like that.
Yeah, I remember.
That's pretty much where I think it started.
But that was healthier. That kind of mob mentality was healthier. If you, like, see the popifers from those days, Flux Kangaroo or Body, like, those were back in the early 2010s.
Yeah.
I love how you...
It's been...
I was just going to say, I love how you throw the 2010 popifers, but actually, personally, I don't know any of them, aside of maybe one or two that I've heard about. But,
yeah. Another thing I find is the term popifer is like thrown around at people who aren't actually popifers, but just happen to be popular. Just happen to have a following.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so what did I miss? I had to live for a bit.
You didn't miss anything. Let me throw a ball at you. Well, and, you know, it really depends on the individual, because, you know, we expose ourselves to the fandom in different levels. You know, Bocce, you know, I've talked to him before and many times. And, like, you seem to know a lot of different history background about the fandom that I wasn't aware of, you know, that occurs. And some people are a little bit more devoted to community outreach in the community, the furry community, than myself, you could say. I didn't really have a super huge interest of being out there. And I just wanted to just be myself, like, you know, be Foxler in suit and enjoy, you know, be with some friends like you guys and at a convention and enjoy that time. But then, you know, the way that I apparently dressed my persona caused a whole slew of issues to come out, and now nobody can leave me alone. So it's, you know, that's probably some of the issues that I personally have, is because that I'm not my interests or my abilities are not catered to the being the social fox that people think I may be. How about you, Raider? I mean, are you a social butterfly?
No, I just tend to stick to myself. I'm doing this based on selfish, but I'm doing, like, you know, I part of the fandom out of, like, you know, my self-interest. Because to me, the fandom is just a means for self-expression. Mm-hmm. I'm just expressing myself, you know, through my character that I have created.
I think that's why we all joined the fandom in the first place. One of the places where we can actually express ourselves and to make friends with that sort of mentality. Fortunately,
yeah,
that mentality
like mob mentality is like it's going against, like, you know, the fact that you're not allowed to, that this fact is restricting people's ability to self-express, which, to be honest, would call, you know, a bit of a rough patch in the fandom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the divide that we're seeing now that just continues to expand, even when people told me 2 years ago, oh, don't worry about it, it's just a fad, it'll go away. And I've yet to see that. So, and
I just think it's a particular generation of furries.
Yeah.
That's what I see anyway.
Yeah.
To be fair, I've seen like a handful of gray muscles.
Well,
joining the mob mentality.
Yeah, I've seen gray muscles, you know, swing different ways. And it's just sad to see that, you know, the foundation of our community doesn't seem to be there anymore. But I see hope. I do see hope. You know, we just have to continue to present, and I think every furry should do this, continue to present their persona side truthfully and strong to, so people can see it as they intend it, that the person of the persona intends it to be. And even there are furries that you would think I wouldn't get along with, but I still can hold a conversation with them. I can still be able to, you know, learn a bit about their life, and even so they don't agree with some of the things I do or think about, we still have the common ground that we want to get in fursuit and go have fun. So, you know, that is what we all furries need to start doing, is just go back to the roots, you know, to our basic foundation of what the community is about, and start doing that. You know, force yourself to do that. Don't fall into the hype of social media or what other furries are doing, just because, you know, they have, you know, 120 likes on that one tweet comment, and, you know, okay, that's the cool thing that should be done. I need to like that too. But, you know, the question
I've noted that it actually has gotten worse since the advent of social media like Twitter and Facebook. It has.
Well,
it has, like, you know, caused, like, you know, an increase in the mob mentality.
That's probably something I wouldn't know if I had experience in, because I was actually a very anti-social butterfly. So I wouldn't know if that was the case, but because as before Raiders got, you know, shoved into the spotlight, I never touched Facebook at all or my Twitter or anything. It was just a name that I had on the internet. But, you know, if you guys spent more time on social media than I did then a few years back, then wow, I must say that we need to spend less time absorbing social media as a serious thing then.
Yeah. I think as a society we need to spend less time on social media and stop getting engulfed in things on the internet, certain groups and websites and such. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people really need to spend less time on social media in general.
Well, that's gonna only come from the individual then. We can't really force people to not do something, but we can say, hey, take 5 minutes out of your day and think about what your plans are going to be when you wake up, and is that going to include social media or not? And if you keep being self-aware about the things you're doing like that, you don't fall into the void that has, I think, started a lot of divide and polarization. It's not. I don't believe it's any specific group or anything. I just believe that it's just a disconnect of our foundation of our own community being jettisoned in a whole bunch of voids that are outside of it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think there's still good hope, and that's why I tell everybody out there, you just gotta continue being yourself and focus on what makes you you, and that's where the path you'll find yourself as your persona and who you are as an individual in this community. And I do apologize that Beowulf. Oh, never mind. I was just gonna say he gone for good, and we're gonna be leaving now. And then he's like, I'm back, so let me get him back in here. Let's see, where are you? You're in the AFK section, because hold on, I gotta go to apologize to everybody, we have technical difficulties, we should have never created an AFK room. All right, there you go. Hey, what's up, Beowulf?
Not much.
It seems like I can't keep everybody within an hour session of this.
Well, mine was because I had farm stuff that I needed to do right quick, and I needed other people home to do it.
Yes, we're very busy furries. It seems like people always get a hard time getting a hold of me.
Well, evenings are the worst time for me, but...
but we're about just to close off about that, the fandom has been... It's not a fault of any group or individual that things are the way they are. It's the fact that, I think, with social media being so explosive, that people are stepping away from the foundations of the fandom and into voids outside of it, and those voids have caused a lot of, you could say, what would I call it, just a lot of junk and trash being pushed into the fandom that's not really necessary.
I think it's people standing on their personal beliefs more than standing on what they, it's them bringing their own personal, well, I don't know what else to really say it, but their personal junk into the fandom for no reason other than to tell other people about it and to spread it about, and that leaves everyone either wanting to put their personal junk in too, or it leaves people not wanting to deal with it. I mean, it basically, instead of being one whole community, you end up splitting it into a bunch of little cliques.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think we all...
Because I've noticed that, the alt theory sort of group and the leftist group have both become, two cliques in the fandom.
Oh yeah, I can agree with that. It seems like they, you know, I personally don't identify with any of them. I identify as a furry and as obviously the founder of Furry Raiders, but at the end of the day, you associate with people that are going to be willing to hear you out. Like, so why? So picking sides is difficult because, you know, you want to be able to talk with people, and if it's one side over the other, then that's just how it's going to happen.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing. You can't really pick sides when there's more than just two sides. There's, you know, you got people who want X over here, people want Y over here, people want Z over here. You got A, B, C, D, F. You got more clicks than you do letters of the alphabet. I mean, the problem is that either they're going to keep going on this divergence, essentially, from getting away from accepting everybody, and it's either going to cause infighting. I mean, it's to me, looking back on the history of the fandom, I mean, this is like the Burn Furs and the Ice Furs. It's kind of the same things happening, and either it's going to be a divergence point and there's going to be a separation, or it's going to be a point where the people are going to go away for a while and everyone's going to come back and they're going to be closer because they're going to understand what pulled them apart.
Yeah.
Well, let's yeah, I mean, that's a good point. That's a really good point. You know, we can only hope for the best regardless of what direction that it takes. I think the best part is that we all learn from what's going on here and not be keeping our eyes closed and our ears covered.
And that's the big thing, is making sure that you understand where your past is and what you came from so that you don't end up repeating yourself again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of what's happened now, is that history's in a sense repeating itself again.
Yeah, I was probably a bit too young back then to determine that what the Burn Furs were doing specifically. I mean, I was a Burn Fur for a little while before I turned into a complete mess, but there was a bit divide, but you know, when you're not focusing on the big picture and you're just focusing on a small group of people, you don't see the whole thing, so...
Yeah, you kind of lose focus.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of what a lot of people have done in general, is just kind of lose focus of what really defines them and... what defines them and what defines their version of the fandom is that's the big problem, is they want their version of the fandom. They don't want the fandom, they want their version of it.
Yes, that's exactly what the issue is. People want, like, you know, and it's like that they said they want that when people say, ah, the fandom is my community, I want it my way, that's pretty much what, like, you know, the likes of Dio and Attica are like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do see that a lot. They use terminologies that are very specific to saying that we want it this way. And I think what Furry Raiders is unique about is that we are saying, well, you can have the way you want, as long as you allow everybody to do that. Like, as long as you let every individual have a chance. Have their own thought. And that's really it. I mean, it's I don't know how it could be any more plain and simple, like, hit you right in the face, is, you know, we want to be able to just be us. And, you know, we don't need someone telling us, oh, you can't wear that, or you can't do this. You know, I understand there are some, you know, public/relations that we have to maintain to some degree. You know, we can't just at a convention that, you know, is meant for all, you know, for families as well, you know, a PG-13 rated convention and wear all your kink gear and, you know, diapers everywhere, that might be a little difficult. I mean, I can understand it on a fursuit, but, you know, there's levels, and we need to, you know, we need more help from conventions and stuff to help define those things and what's acceptable and what's not. And I think what doesn't harm people in a way that's, you know, that is a tough one. And what are you guys' idea on that? Because, you know, what is considered acceptable or not acceptable in the kind of public space of the fandom?
I mean, then you're going into, you need to almost do like a voting ring or something to figure out what's acceptable in a certain demographic population kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, in my personal opinion, I don't think like people should wear kink gear, fetish gear in the public space where children are gonna be, because, you know, it's just inappropriate.
Yeah, I got interrupted. That's my thing was that I like conventions. I've looked at lots of different convention stuff, and I mean, there's all these schedules and stuff you can go back on, and like a couple of casinos and stuff, and they allow kids in the casino space if they're accompanied by an adult until after a certain time, which that, I think that's kind of the direction I think conventions are going. Is that they're allowing, like, they'll allow you to have your kink if you want after a certain set time in the evening, mm-hmm. when normally, you know, all kids have gone to bed, kind of thing.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
I mean, so it's a bit like, you know, a watershed, then, as they call it.
Yeah.
As long as there's no children in the urban, it's fine. But if there's, yeah, like, obviously true. Children there and you're just showing off your fetish gear, then that's not all right.
Yeah, I mean, you go out like 8 o'clock in the morning, your fetish gear on into the convention space, that's not okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, maybe like, but if you 8 o'clock at night. 8 o'clock at night, maybe. I mean, you're getting kind of in that area where 8 to 10, 10 o'clock is probably where it's pretty safe to do so.
Yeah.
I'd say midnight.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, most cons, there's nothing that really goes on after, like, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, just the parties.
Yeah.
Right, and I would say that I think maybe the best rule that we could throw on here, I remember with law, is that anything that's considered obscene is usually not protected under free speech in our United States Constitution. So I would say that, yeah, anything that's considered obscene would be a no-go in public space. Person. Yeah.
Especially gear which, like, you know, goes against certain laws, like, you know,
puppets?
Like indecent exposure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's always limits to that, and I think, to, you know, wrap this up, it's the thing is, it's, we want to be able to maintain this the personal creativity and expression of furry individuals. It's just, you know, we understand.
Well, the community's getting, the demographics of the community is technically getting younger. I mean, there's a large percentage of people who are joining who are in that young teen, you know, the tween era to, you know, young teens. And, I mean, you kind of have to generation, essentially. I mean, that's...
Like Bocce!
What? Why me?
Well, because you're one of our older teens in this conversation.
I'm the youngest one in this current cast.
Youngest, but legal.
I mean, I'm technically the second youngest, I'm pretty sure.
Hmm.
I mean, we got a large demographic of age here just in this chat, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if for our audience out there, yes, if you just want to know that Furry Raiders has a major, mixed bag demographic from all different kinds of age groups to, you know, ethnic backgrounds and different countries that all the raiders come from. And it continues to grow. You know, it's not specific to anything in one country or one political landscape. We all have different views here and there, but we come together as a group of people that have interest in furries. And that day, that's how I know everybody here, is because our common interests. And
yes.
And I'm glad for that. I'm glad to have you guys here with me. And in due time, we'll have a chance to meet and in real life and to enjoy being furry together. And that is the ultimate goal.
That'd be nice.
That's sooner than you think.
Yeah. I'd certainly hope so.
Well, one of you only live a few hours from me. Oh,
hey fam, I'll totally make Denver next year.
But
that's definitely something that I'm looking forward to, is meeting other furries.
Yeah,
getting notoriety, maybe just a little bit.
Yeah, stand around me long enough, you'll get noted.
Yeah.
Hey man, it can't be worse than my high school.
Yeah.
But, I'd like to cut this one for tonight. I think everyone did a great job, and I appreciate you all coming on to talk about this issue. Or these podcasts so people can see what the furry raiders are like on the inside. I think people have yet to see what we really are about and the uniqueness that we're bringing down on the table here is that, you know, we want everybody to be here. We just need to figure out a way where we can all get along. And that's the tough part.
I'd be down for like a bi-weekly thing, try and blot up some of the blood that people are spewing about. I mean, it's not all what people think it is. I mean, it's just a bunch of people coming together, talking, having fun. We're not pushing anything on anyone. Literally, you can come and go as you want. That's the big thing with acceptance. I mean, you don't have to accept us. You don't. I mean, we'll accept you how you are.
That's the way it should be.
Oh yeah, I've had my fair share of things in this group that, as much as I may dislike it or get bored of the conversation because we're trying to figure out an issue that, you know, it's as many times before, but it's okay. It takes quite a bit of tough fur to deal with it.
Yeah, gotta have tough hide if you're gonna deal with anything anymore.
Yes, hide. That's the word I was looking for.
I'm gonna have to bail, so I'll bail for a little while. I'll probably be in voice chat after this anyways.
Alright,
I'm gonna go eat dinner.
Alright, all you all have a good night, and I'll talk to you later.
Yeah. See ya.
See ya.